Studio.
Solid Gold, and this is So What You Learn, the podcast where we learn from other people's mistakes so you don't have to. I'm Alex.
I'm Zach.
I'm Dallas.
And we have a super special, don't say anything yet. We have a super special, shut the fuck up. We have a super special guest, Abigail. Let's give a round of smattering applause.
Woo!
Golf clap.
I want it to be louder, more enthusiastic.
Yeah, well it's not.
You get what you get.
That's fine.
But welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course. As you've recently found out, the culture is to just insult the guest when they show up.
Well, it's an equal opportunity offender podcast.
Yeah, we're going to shit on everyone.
God, shut the fuck
Gays,
up, Alex.
Blacks, atheists.
Yeah, you know, it's like the 90s up in here.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You got to stop drinking your drink because we're going to make you laugh, Abigail.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's a testament to my subpar humor.
Me? No.
Anyway, yeah. Did everyone have a good week so far?
I did. I haven't had to work, so it's been fantastic.
God, well,
fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't worked. So I couldn't tell you. I go back on Monday the 6th, but I haven't been to work all last week and all this week, so I don't really. It turns out when you have a staycation that lasts more than a week, you don't really fucking remember what you did yesterday.
Well, that is
it's
true.
Just kind of all the same shit.
The fridge is just full of beer, and I've just been watching Netflix for the past, you know, week and a half.
You clock out and then you just black out as soon as you get
home. Clock out and black out. I like that.
Yeah, turns out that like you have that weird superpower from Heroes where like you black out and then you're altered. Personality takes over and you like figure out where you've been going. Turns out you've just been going fucking back to work.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Jackass. I see.
Gosh. Oof. And me, I am back in the dating game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
3 years.
Congrats.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Okay, so T, I just went on. So I've been on 2 dates, and I've been ghosted a lot already.
Unfortunate. Are you using an app or just going out and just
she's
walking up to random strangers
corner,
and just
saying,
"Will you date me?"
She's showing people her ankles. She's like, "Look at my sexy ankles, please."
Have a sign that's just like, "I'm desperate." And I'm just on the hill, just like, "Okay, y'all, anybody."
You like, you scare off that guy who always panhandles outside of the Walgreens. Like, this is my turf now.
Oh, man, he turned me down.
Oh, I just hit a new low.
You're like, what about this fat roll of quarters? She's like, sir, are they real quarters? I literally eat it instead of figuratively? I'm so hungry.
Please give me food. Well, I got some protein.
Sir, please leave me alone.
So yeah, I've been on Tinder just because I'm like really socially anxious. Mm-hmm. And so I can't, and I also don't go out.
No, I've played the Tinder game. It's always
oh, don't worry. If you go out, you'll just be let down in person.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, you nailed it.
Yeah. No, I feel like so many people, whether they are how do you put this nicely? Whether you like talking to people or you don't like talking to people, both sides use Tinder anyway, and they just expect that now. So even if you do approach somebody in real life, they're gonna be like, I don't fucking meet you online first, like get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, it's a no-win situation almost all the time.
Excuse me.
Hell yeah.
That got picked up on the mic.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I can bleep it out.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Just amplify it. Add echo.
Oh, God.
So
wow. Anyway, Abigail's single, ladies and gentlemen.
So you've been on Tinder. Have you tried out, like, Bumble or Plenty of Fish or Farmers Only or anything like that?
Farmers Only.
That is an actual...
So
oh,
like
you don't have cable.
Equally yoked.
Oh, I was back home in Michigan. My parents have cable, and I was watching late-night TV, and there was an ad for a dating website, akin to Christian Mingle or one of those, which was called FarmersOnly.com.
And you know what? I'd probably be more successful there just because I'd be hitting my demographic of,
well,
like,
it's like going to a small college. You get a more personal experience with that, right. I assume, just because the pool's smaller.
How'd you like to plow this field?
Plus, if you're both farmers, you can't just walk onto some other farm and be like, hey, any single ladies over here? Boom!
No, that's exactly the route you go. You're thinking about it all wrong.
Hey, my name's Jessica, and I'm looking for someone to plant their seed.
On my farm. God, the puns in the bio have to be great.
The field's only slightly polluted, boys. Come on in. God.
This field is Roundup ready.
Meaning I have ovarian cancer.
Oh, Jesus. This field's more fertile in the summertime.
So God. You're single now.
Oh, God. Yeah, I've just been on Tinder. Yes. So I was in a long-term relationship for 3 years. And before that, though, I was playing the rounds with dating apps.
All right.
So POF, horrendous.
Okay, I don't even know that
POF?
One.
POF?
Plenty of Fish.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I started off on
I don't
plenty
know the
fish.
Lingo. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, or otherwise known as Plenty of Fucking Drug Addicts, because yes. That's all I've ever seen on there.
Wow. I started off on Plenty of Fish, and then I graduated to OK Stupid. And
that one actually
I've never used
a
website.
Me.
I've always used the apps, just like when Tinder came out. That was
well,
the only
this
time
is
I ever tried.
Before I had like a reliable smartphone. So I was doing it on the PC because I'm old.
With the dial-up internet, you know?
I mean, did you have dial-up, Abigail?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did too, growing up.
We all, anyway, we were bonding.
back in old 1998.
But yeah, POF.
Oh my God, yeah. Okay, so let's just dive right into the first story.
All right. It actually, 'cause fish.
Yeah, has to do with POF. So I got into online dating very, very young. I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
Tinder had just came out. So I grew up in like a really small town in Oklahoma. There's roughly like 3,000 people there. The school I went to, there was only like, in my graduating class, it was, I think like 80 people, and it was the largest graduating class in years.
Okay.
Yeah. So dating pool was very small. Yeah. And also being me, like theater and very exuberant.
I can relate as the creative kid in a small town. Yep. My eighth grade class had 32 kids in it.
Oh my God. I
like,
love that.
Hey guys, you want to get together and practice your jazz hands? I swear I won't cry this time. It was just so beautiful last time.
In sixth grade, we actually had the folks who volunteered put on white gloves, and then they glew in the dark, and they did this routine.
I thought you were going to say the
no
jazz singer.
On.
I was like, oh no.
No, it was basically glorified jazz hands for sixth graders. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, were y'all like losing your minds? Because I would have been.
You had those light gloves with the like lights on the fingertips. You're like,
yeah. Where you can swirl around.
You dose everyone with Molly, and you're just like, look at this.
Now we put some little bit of Molly in your apple juice, kids. You're going to see some wild shit, okay?
Oh.
Now remember,
Jeff is
don't
foaming
grind
up
your
mouth.
Teeth too hard.
Don't grind your teeth too hard.
Drink plenty of water and
but not too much, you'll drown yourself.
It's a fine line, kids. A fine line.
Fine line. So Plenty of Fish, you're trying it out.
So dating game very early, and it's the nice thing about online dating, and it's also the bad thing, is you can kind of create this like entire
it's built on lies.
Exactly. You can create this entire, like, character. I was, what, fucking 15? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm 18 and a half.
Which is just already a fucking dead giveaway.
Yeah.
No, I can relate.
I'm half human, half...
18-year-old.
No, on old school AOL chat rooms when I was about 12 or 13 or so, yeah, that's where I learned a lot of shit I shouldn't have been learning.
Yep. Okay, did y'all ever do, like, Omegle chat? Like video chat?
Oh, I never did the video stuff. Oh, I always was...
I watched the YouTube
after
videos.
After my time.
Chatterbait was a big thing, I remember.
You mean chat roulette?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The actual name was chat roulette.
Did
sorry,
you
we
say
called
chatter-
it Chatterbait.
That's also a service, but it's...
a different thing.
It's a different thing.
But
I
no,
was like, hold
well,
up.
Chat roulette was also like you'd like rolling the dice if you'd get some dude jacking off or something. That's,
yes.
But,
yeah.
I mean, in your case, you're like... Their luck is 100%.
Done and done. Yeah, guys, let's just stay on this channel for like one more. It's still kind of funny, right?
Yeah. Oh, guys, look. Please don't change it.
Screen cap.
And so I stayed on Tinder until I like graduated high school. Mm. And then I like graduated to other apps. And so I downloaded POF. Yeah, it's like...
plenty of fish.
When you say it like that, it sounds like you acquired an STD.
It really does. Or you're trying to open a file.
God, like, everyone there, like you fucking said earlier, it's just, like, plenty of freaking, like, fucking crackheads.
Yeah. Well, you can access it from prison computers, which just adds a whole new dimension to things.
But you can?
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Is that like what computer? Do they have it on a contract or something? Like the only dating service available in jail.
I mean, that'd be a hell of a moniker.
Oh my god! And so
more like plenty of felons.
Shut up.
Hey, there's plenty of felons out there for all of us.
Yeah. And so I like had been on there, and I matched with this guy. His name was Jamie Smith. The most fucking
nothing
generic
about that at all.
Oh, I thought you were totally making up a name for the podcast. No. Okay. Well, you kind of have done better ones, so we'll just call that one fake, right?
So this guy, he lived in Bentonville, Arkansas, and I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so it was like a fucking 3.5-hour drive.
Yeah. We've been home of Walmart.
Oh, I'll get there.
Oh, God. Sorry.
This also plays into the worst date I've ever been on.
Ooh, neat.
And so we had been talking for a few weeks, and I was like, hey, I basically just graduated high school. I'm going to, like, let's go on a date. And he was like, okay, come drive to me and stay the night. And so I drive.
Wasn't even willing to drive.
God, yeah. And the thing is, I didn't tell anybody where I was going to be.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you're alive.
Yeah.
You know, early days of the internet.
Yeah, because like my mom was very anti against like online dating. So I couldn't be like, hey, I'm going to drive to Arkansas.
By the way, yeah. Met this random guy. His name's Jamie Smith. Nothing wrong. Yeah.
And he wants me to go to Arkansas in the woods. It's
gonna
be fine.
I looked up his address on Google Maps, and it just shows a vacant lot. Perhaps he's living in a new development taken after the photo. Yeah.
Maybe he's a back to the nature kind of guy. I don't know. We're gonna find out.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with it. It's fine.
We'll see you Sunday.
Also, I love that, you know, everyone was super afraid of online dating for a long time. And now we're just like, so I'm just going to call a car and get in
a random person's vehicle.
Yo, I've taken Lyft probably more than anybody within a 50-mile radius, and yeah. I would say I've only been frightened for my life one time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but it occurred to me on New Year's, I'm just like, what's, these guys could just be fucking wasted, I never know. Like,
yeah, no, I had
a, you're not wrong.
I took a taxi from the airport when I first moved here, and the guy is like talking to me a little bit, and just like, yep, long flight. And it's like, yeah, it wasn't too bad, you know, 5 hours or so. So yeah, I hear that, man. You want to, and literally like passes me like out of a movie, like a flask out of his jacket. It was, God, an old black man.
You're like, just like, I would, not only would I enjoy a sip of that alcohol, I'd also like you to let me out of the car. Right now.
All
right,
we're on the highway, so I don't have much choice here, but.
Can you slow down to an even 30? I'm pretty good at the tuck and roll at this point.
It was a long flight, and you know what? I think I'm going to get out here.
Thanks for the alcohol. It makes me loosen up a bit.
Well, you know, you want to
prepare for impact.
You want a rag doll. You don't want to be too stiff.
Exactly.
And so I didn't tell anybody where I was going at. Had never even, like, talked to the dude on the phone. I get in my car. Yep.
You didn't even reverse Google search his picture or anything?
Nope.
All right.
I'm like, you're assuming a lot of me.
You were 15?
18.
Oh, this was 18.
Okay. No, wait, 17. I had
just
graduated.
Oh, cool, even better.
Yeah.
And so, okay, never mind.
Oh, no, I was like, yeah, he thought I was 18. So, that's fine.
I mean, that's all that really matters.
Right. It's whatever he thinks.
Hey, didn't R. Kelly teach us age is just a number?
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Fucking arcade. And so I drive, and I get to the town, and I was like, hey, there's all these side roads. It's a very small town. I was like, I don't know where I'm at.
I'm in the middle of fuck nowhere, Arkansas.
Yes. And he was like, okay, just go down these roads, and you'll go down this one long driveway for like 5 minutes, and there'll be like a single house, and that's
like
where
that.
I'm at.
Oh, God. And was there like gargoyles and shit?
Yeah.
That would have been better.
There's an old man on the corner who said, oh, that road? You don't want to go down that road.
Turn back now.
The ground there is sour.
And I'm just like, okay, beep, beep, beep.
Bye. Such local flavor.
Thanks. Thank you so much. So I like pull up to the place. He comes out. He helps me bring my stuff into the house. And
like a gentleman.
Yes, like a gentleman from good old POF. I was under the impression that it was his place because that's what he had told me.
God.
It's his grandparents' house. He lived with his grandparents, which is cool. And they had just left for a camping trip.
Oh, neat.
And they didn't know I was there. And I'm like, okay, cool, fine.
How old is this man?
So he was like a freshman in college.
Okay.
Freshman or sophomore. Okay,
I'm just automatically picturing a 45-year-old. Oh,
yeah, so. That's why I had to ask.
So he's 21.
Yeah,
20. Did he have a late start? Was he like going back to college after a midlife crisis? Freshman in college? I've worked my life away at the coal plant for the last 40 years, and I need a GI Bill, and I'm just gonna... Yeah.
Now just gotta get myself out there.
Web development. Fuck.
And so he's like, okay, let's go on our date. I had no idea where we were going. I was like, okay, cool. Just get
it's down
his
here in the basement.
Don't mind the candles. It's just for ambiance.
Oh, dirt floor is easier on your joint.
Oh, you got me on that one.
Oh, God, that's good. And so I had no idea where we're going. And I'm like, okay, cool. Sounds good. So we get in the car. And we hadn't really talked a lot since I'd been there. And he immediately starts talking about Walmart.
Like you do, being from Bentonville, Arkansas.
Yes, just like...
Hey, fuck else there.
This guy was like borderline fucking obsessed with Walmart. Was giving me all of the lowdown about the Waltons.
A history lesson you didn't ask for.
And what's interesting about the Walmart here in town is that the floor plan is slightly non-standard compared to the rest of the floor plans. It's actually 6 feet longer on each side because this place has a special TV section that aren't at other Walmarts. They needed the extra space. I want to die.
No, it was that because at the time they had just been trialing the Walmart gas stations.
Oh, God.
In Bentonville, so he was giving me the full
load.
So lowdown.
You got mansplained Walmart.
That is the most depressing mansplain I've
sure
ever
is.
Heard.
Oh my God. And so there's me. Well, like I'm 17. I'm like, okay, this is really interesting. Thank you so
I'm on an
much.
Adventure.
Yeah. And so we pull up to this building. And he's like, okay, this is where we're going for our date. And I'm like, oh, what is this?
It's a Wendy's.
It's a Walmart museum.
Oh God.
Whoa.
That's even worse.
Yes, so we
they have those.
They sure do, and I can tell you all about it.
Oh, I'm sure you can, because Fuck Nuts is probably going to give you a guided tour.
He did.
He bought the audio tour.
I have a yearly membership. Sometimes they have traveling exhibits.
He shows you his card. It's one of one.
But all the punches are like almost maxed out.
Yeah. And I go, ooh, panty dropper.
It's double punch Thursdays.
Just panties flooded.
Walmart prices never lower. My panties on the floor.
Boom. All right, so you're walking in here like a water slide. I get it.
Just to paint y'all that photo. And so we go through the museum. We were there for about an hour and a half. It shouldn't have taken that long. It should have taken like 30 minutes max. We stopped at everything. And then he was like, oh, so this is really interesting because the Waltons. And it just was giving me all of the Walmart tea I could ever ask about.
Does it turn out that he is like the bastard child of the Waltons and they like he's not part of the empire, so he's like clutching for any scrap of anything,
right?
Well, I have to imagine this being a Walmart museum, you can get anything there, so you can get a gun and like end this real quick.
Just end it immediately.
Oh God.
And so we like finish up with that museum because at this point, so it's probably like noon, like I had left at like 7 a.m. or no, like 6 a.m. to get there.
That's a hell of a day.
Yeah. And so then we go and get ice cream and it's fine. He's like, okay, let's go to an art museum. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
You already have museum eyes at this point. So you're just like, yeah. That's cool.
I mean,
that's
I love neat. A good museum Who date, cares? But a fucking Walmart museum yeah. date yeah. is not exactly high on my list.
Oh, my God. See, no, it was number one on my list.
Oh, and see, just, you like, know.
Check you, it off now.
You shouldn't have put that in your profile.
God damn it.
You know.
Hi, my name's Abigail. I'm a slut for Walmart.
You're not wrong,
Alex. Just you holding Hulk hands.
I'm a slut. Walmart. And so we go to Crystal Bridges Museum. It's a really beautiful art museum.
Okay.
It was a ton of fun.
Step up.
Yes. Except we like go to pull in the parking lot. And I, like, so he's waiting for a spot and this other guy just like pulls into the spot. So he gets out and starts arguing with the guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's always attractive.
Yeah. And starts, like, screaming at the guy. And I'm in the car. And I'm just like, it's fine. It's okay. We can find a different spot. It's fine.
I don't mind walking the extra mile. It's cool.
Yeah. I was like, it's okay. There's a spot, like, three down, you know? And so that was perfectly fine. We went through.
Southern hospitality. I
get it. Yes. And that's how I witnessed a murder on my first date. Yeah.
Fuck, you're not wrong. And so we like finish up with the art museum date, and so we're driving back to his place, and mm-hmm. now he's essentially mansplaining me rap music.
Oh, good,
lovely.
From the I'm assuming white man from Bentonville, Arkansas, is explaining rap music.
Yes.
Cool. Cool guy.
And
after he got in a screaming match in a parking lot. Yeah. I'm sorry, he's just like ticking all the white dude fucking
did
cliches
he say, did
here.
Did he threaten the guy by saying he's going to bust a cap in your ass?
No, God, I wish he would have, okay. though. That would have been up like, oh, God, top off at
I mean, if DMX was still on the radio, but I think this is past that point.
Arkansas gonna give it to you. Fuck waiting to go to Walmart on your own.
You know, Walmart sells caskets, too. It's real convenient.
We'll just get this gun. We'll get this casket. And we'll go have a good fun time in the woods.
You know, if you don't get murdered, we can fill the casket with beer, and it'll be like...
Even better.
What was that during one of Whitney's stories? She's like, you can't go crying on Valentine's Day to the store and buy a shovel.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what the circumstances are.
No matter what the circumstances are.
And so we get back to his place, and like I said, like, he's in the middle of the fucking woods. And at this point, my phone's dead. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Perfect.
I'll go. Yeah. Awesome. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to go plug in my phone. And he's like, okay, cool.
I don't have electricity.
Yeah. He's like, I'll pull out the four-wheelers. We can go four-wheeling. And I'm like, okay. Like,
all
the
right.
small town country gal I am, I'm like, hell yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, yeah. There was a point in my life where that would have been the coolest thing you could have said to me. It was like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's go for a wheel.
Right? And so he gets one started, goes to get the other one started, and it's not starting. And so we're like, okay, that's fine. You'll drive. I'll get on the back.
Sure.
And so at this point, it's dusk turning dark.
Perfect time to go four wheeling.
Yeah, in the right. woods. Yeah,
middle, in the woods of Arkansas.
Yes. And so we take hauling ass, and we probably go 25 minutes into the woods.
Oh, my cool. lord.
Yes.
No, no, it no. just gets better and better.
Right?
No turns. Fuck no.
Oh, swoon. And so we get to this point, and at this time, it's like really cold.
I've never seen a quarry this deep before.
So we're on a bridge.
Oh, no.
So there's this...
Like, I knew why I brought this engine block.
There's a bridge, like, in the middle of the woods with a small creek. And so he stops, and he's like, hey, Abigail. And I'm like, yes? And he's like, you don't have your phone with you, do you? And that's when it clicked that my phone was... charging, and I had no way to contact anyone.
Sure.
As it would. And I was like, it's charging in the house. And he goes, Abigail, get off the fucking four-wheeler. And I'm like, what do you mean, get
oh,
off the
God.
Four-wheeler? And he was like, I said, get off the four-wheeler. So I step off, and at this point, there's like, it's not like a massive creek, but there's like running water. And so he's like reaching into his jacket. And I'm panicking because I'm like, do I jump into the river
yeah.
creek right now? And
am I about to be murdered?
Run. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And all this thing is going through my head where I'm like, I don't have my phone. No one knows where I'm at. None of my family. None of my friends.
You could disappear and yeah. no one would ever find
no,
you.
No, the deck stacked real high against you here.
Yes.
So did you get murdered?
So he...
Welcome to Ghost of Abigail. Spooky cast.
I have been dead for 40 years.
Let me tell you about Walmart.
And so he pulls out some hand warmers out of his hand or out of his jacket. And I'm like, okay, like slight breath, like slightly relieved.
Sure.
And then he takes his hands and he puts them down by the exhaust to like warm up his hands because it was super cold, didn't have gloves. And it's completely silent this entire time. I'm at the verge of tears.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, and like he just slowly gets back on and just says, get back on.
Yeah, sure.
And I was like, whatever you say, dog. And so we get back on and we like haul ass back to his place. And I'm like, okay. And at this point, I'm fucking panicking. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't just get in my car right now. All my shit's inside.
Yeah.
And also, I don't want him to hurt me.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, that's fine. And so we get back in and he's cooking dinner and he gets a phone call. And he's like, oh, fuck, it's my grandparents. They're coming back. They forgot something for their camping trip because they had like gone like a day like trip like nearby. So it wasn't that long of a drive. So he was like, we have to put your car in the garage because they won't go in there and you have to hide in the closet.
Oh, cool. Classy.
Why don't you just wait in the garage?
Why don't you just leave?
Because I was timid.
And oh, he was right. Making nice fava beans and a nice Chianti.
I was scared shitless.
Man, he showed me his moth collection.
In his bone collection.
Bones.
And this weird pit dug into the basement. God.
And so I'm in the closet for like an hour while his grandparents are there. I can hear them like downstairs talking. And at this point, I'm just like, I just need to get the fuck out of here and just drive. I don't care.
Anywhere.
Shit. Yeah, I just need to get out.
I'll go back to the Walmart Museum.
Walmart Museum 2.0. Let's go.
I will sleep in the lobby.
Yeah. And so the grandparents leaves. We eat. He falls asleep and I grab all my shit and I just take hauling ass back
he
home.
He just fell asleep. He's like, ah, oh, you'll figure it out. Like, I'm going to go to sleep.
Well,
I was going to stay the night.
You know
night.
Houses
that was
work.
The plan.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it,
and then
it.
I was
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but he didn't like give you a blanket or fucking anything.
Oh, no. His grandparents left and I came out the closet.
No, that's what I'm saying. But he fell asleep and like didn't provided you with no means of also sleeping yourself.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You'll figure it out.
He was a big gentleman.
Oh, yeah. No. That's again, that's Southern hospitality.
We call this a keeper. Like, keep that shit away from
I was noticing that big ring on your finger.
And so I take hauling ass back home. I get back home. It's probably like 5 a.m. My mom's like, Abigail, why are you here right now? Because she was under the intention that I was at my friend's house. And that we were taking a day trip. And that
I was... So not only was it like, they don't know where I am. They think I'm somewhere else entirely.
With other people. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
This is the perfect story for this podcast.
It really is.
Oh, my God. And so... And I just, to this day, she doesn't know any of this happened. Because I was like, oh, Paige got sick and she, like, she had her period and we just left.
And I'm like, gross, am I right?
Yeah, am I right, ladies?
Then ran upstairs.
Sobbing. Oh, yeah, that's the time I thought I was going to get fucking murdered after my Walmart museum
date.
Can we rewind to the point where he told you to get off the wheeler for no reason.
It was so he could warm up his hands on the exhaust.
Right,
but
he normally
had
somebody,
hand warmers too.
No,
which
normally
makes
someone would be like, hey, can you get off for a sec? I'm going to warm my hands up on the exhaust like some
he
was
like,
you don't,
no one knows where you are. Your phone's not here. You can't contact anyone. And we're at a bridge.
Get off the four.
Get off the four. Like,
let me warm my hands first.
In the middle of the woods at night.
Yeah. No, some people are... I don't know if this guy was going to do anything and then chickened out or if he was just socially inept.
I also think it's kind of shitty of him. If you remember that scene of Dumb and Dumber when they're up in the mountains and he has the two pairs of gloves on. And it's like, my hands are freezing. Oh, yeah, I have this extra pair of gloves. And my hands are actually getting sweaty. It's like, he didn't offer you a hand warmer. And it's like, no, these are for me. You'll be fine back there.
Yeah, no, like looking back, this is like the stupidest moment of my entire life.
It's not great.
Yeah, it could have been that where I was like, he could have just like pussied out. Mm-hmm. And he, like, did have awful intentions, or he just is completely socially inept.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, not good. So I guess ultimately we have to ask. So what'd you learn?
Yeah.
Anytime I go on a date, I always tell someone where I'm at.
Very smart.
Good.
A++.
Yes. I went on a date like a week and a half ago to Mount Rainier National Park.
Okay. Yeah.
You that's in a the good, woods.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Nice coffee man, shop.
His name was Israel Keys. He said he had a kit somewhere. Yeah. I don't know what that meant.
It was a scavenger hunt, I know.
Oh,
Ted Bundy Jr.?
All I had to do was help him with a boat, and you know, you take me out to his...
Yeah, no, like, even looking back, I'm like, that was a week and a half ago, and I was like, did I not learn my lesson? So I did tell my older sister. I was like, hey, this is where I'm going to be at. You can track my GPS on my phone and on my Apple Watch. Did not realize we get up into the mountains.
No reception.
Yeah, no reception. Doesn't work up there.
Yes. And so we were there. Now, okay. So this is another story. It's not. This is a very just brief. So we were there for like 13 hours. We didn't leave the mountains until like 10 p.m.
No.
And then I finally get reception. It's like 20 missed calls from my sister, my mom, my younger sister. And they were at the point of calling.
Like, missing persons or the police or something.
Yes. They didn't, but that date was fine. But
little wine, little cheese, you know.
Yeah. I always let people know where I'm going. I don't lie anymore. Even if I want to, I don't.
Yeah, well, that's the stupidity we run into as we're children and learn things. Excuse me. I lied plenty of about where I was and where I was going and who I was spending time with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done a lot less and gotten in trouble a lot more just from, you know, not saying or going somewhere else that I wasn't supposed to.
Although I
didn't
go to a different state to meet a man I'd never met before.
That's pretty intense, yeah.
Not my best moments.
But, you know, there's always those times when you're like, but I want some. I don't want to, like, tell the truth about it. And your parents are like, so where are you going? Oh, just hanging out with my friends. Instead of, like, I'm just going to go and get a dick injection in a park.
yep.
Yeah,
like,
and especially like this was the first time because I was a very shy kid. I was in theater band. I was the weird one.
No, I can relate very much to that story.
And so someone was giving me attention.
Yeah.
And so that's why I feel like because I would say I wasn't a fucking stupid kid. I was kind.
No,
of
you
smart.
you just believed in the kindness of strangers. People and strangers.
Yes,
yeah. I used to.
Gullible. Yes.
Sure. Yeah, I used to be that
one way
too.
To pay it, to say.
Yeah.
I still am, honestly.
Me.
Did I tell you about this new pyramid scheme I got roped into? No, you guys should really try it out.
No, okay. Tea. Spill. So that's what I learned is that you always tell people where you are going.
Especially, meeting someone for the first time. Both genders, I know, but can usually has been applied to women of like, if you're meeting someone on a blind date, just tell someone you're going there. But it now applies for everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been in a situation or two where I very easily could have been murdered.
Mm-hmm. And it's terrifying looking back. Like,
I did almost get get kidnapped one time.
What?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, when?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
It was about a week ago. It was Christmas, and
I think me and Jacob were there before and after, right?
No, this is a different story.
Different one? Oh, but, that was a separate thing. Okay.
No. This was back when, if you've listened to Wing Grandma, which sorry to keep bringing that up, but it is a low point in my life.
And there's a lot of relevant stories that come out of that point in Zach's life.
There sure does. It's fun when you're hitting rock bottom. That's where all your fun stories come from.
I feel so called out.
Oh, don't worry. I'll make you feel better in a second.
Thank God.
So I was once again cruising at the local gay bar and ended up with somebody and got into their car. We weren't actually going to go back to his place to do anything. We realized I was too drunk, but at least what he said to me is like, I'll give you a ride home. It's like, you know, less than a 10-minute ride, maybe like 5 from the bar. So, all right, that sounds fine, whatever. Get in his car, and he starts driving north. I lived west of the bar at the time, towards West Seattle.
Red flag.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. You're going the wrong way there, buddy.
Turn.
It's like that scene in Death Proof. You seen Death Proof?
I haven't seen Death Proof, unfortunately.
Where, who's the guy from Big Trouble in Little China?
Oh, God damn it.
Anyway, he's a stuntman, and he's giving this chick a ride home from the bar, and there's other car of women that leaves, and they take the left. And he's like, okay, so which way do you live, left or right? And she's like, right. He's like, well, that's a shame. Because, you know, if you had said left, you wouldn't have been getting scared for a couple minutes. But unfortunately, you're going to have to start getting scared right about now.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Great movie. I love it.
Yeah, that didn't make me feel weird at all.
Definitely not scared right now. Thank you.
So, no, he starts driving north. Far away from my place, and he's going up, if you know the area, he's going up Roxbury towards West Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're going that way, and it's like my boozy brain is like, hey, you're not going the right way. What are you doing?
What,
here?
He let you play with the radio for 10 minutes or something? Because, I mean, that's all you got to do to get me to stop paying attention to the road is, oh, I can play the music? Okay.
Go through the CD booklet.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, see, I like staring out the window. That's my usual, like, go-to and, like, not look at the person I'm driving with, which is great when you thought you were going to hook up.
Yeah, or if you're, like, in an Uber or a Lyft, you don't want to sit there, like, staring at the person driving you. Just uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah, they don't like that. I got downgraded in my my account for that. But anyway, we're driving north. I realized, like, oh, we're about 10 blocks away from the bar, and it's like, we're not going the right way. So I questioned him on it, and it's like, yeah, just give me, yeah, don't worry about it. We're going someplace you'll like. And it's like, and that's when I did the best thing that I could think to do, is I just started screaming at the top of my lungs. Just as loud as I could. Because if...
How fast were you going? Do you remember?
I don't know. Like, we weren't... He wasn't, like, fucking, like,
arterial,
hammering.
Right?
So you're kind of, like, cruising.
Yeah.
But like, he's not on, like, the freeway. He's on, like, an arterial
road. Okay. So like, 35 miles an hour. Like, it's nothing
so
crazy.
So we were going 80.
Just weaving in and out of traffic. That was cool.
Ooh,
with that.
I love the movie speed.
Ooh, shiny lights.
But no, I literally, that was the first thing I could think to do, is just... make myself as annoying to kidnap as possible.
Yeah, you're gonna scream and who? Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Don't
like
ruin the story.
It's like the scene in Dumb and Dumber. We're like, yeah, you're the most annoying sound in the world.
That's pretty much, I think, where my brain went to. just literally at the top of my lung. I can scream pretty loud when I want to. To the point where my throat got sore, and he's just like, all right, fine, I let you out. I was gonna take you to a party, but I guess not.
Like, if
he wasn't gonna take you to a party.
No.
No.
So in response, I just screamed in his face. He slammed the door, and I took a very shameful lift home.
So wait, when was this?
This was two Novembers ago.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, I hit rock bottom not too long ago. I used to actually meet my, like, the best I'm doing, so.
Damn. Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
And
so,
how old are you? Like, 29?
29.
Okay. Fuck.
Yeah. The lessons keep coming. It doesn't stop.
But also, like, I was going to take you to a part, like, I'm sorry. If I'm too drunk to fuck, I'm too drunk to goddamn socialize.
Yeah.
And drink more at a party.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. That was, I was definitely going to be sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
So.
And maybe a peppered.
Yeah, no. So, pro tip, I guess, so what I learned is, if you're getting kidnapped, make yourself the most annoying kidnapped victim in the whole entire world.
So Alex,
you will kick, you will scream, you will, I don't know, be racist, whatever works.
In the words of Tom Waits, we all die screaming.
It's so also where I learned that I'm a fighter. Which was kind of nice to know.
Good.
I'm a survivor.
I'm a survivor. I'm not gonna blame you. Meow, 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 meow. I don't know the words.
That would have been great if that came on the radio in the lift when I was driving. I probably would have cried, but I would have laughed later.
No, that's what I think, the screaming, but also, you got to go with my ultimate power move. We just grab him by the collar, You make yourself puke all over him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say shit your pants, but...
No, that only affects you. If you are a good, like, projectile vomiter, you can, like, grab a hold of him and just, like, vomit directly on them. Like, they'll let you out of your car real quick.
But what if that's their kink?
Then you've made a new friend.
Yeah, that's true. I also love being vomited on and kidnapped.
Oh, man. So then, more online dating.
Ooh. Story. Yeesh.
Yeah, so for me, I have like a really crass sense of humor. And oftentimes especially if it's over text, I don't know when to tone it back just because I don't know how the person's responding.
Mm.
And typically, a lot of people play along with it. Mm-hmm. So this would have been my freshman year of college. I went to school at the University of Oklahoma in Norman. Okay. My family lived in Manford/Tulsa. So it was a 2-hour drive.
Go Sooners.
Yeah, go Sooners. Fuck, they fucked up the Peach Bowl. It's fine. So salty. So 2 hours away, that's where this guy was. He was in Tulsa. I was going to school in Norman, and we had been messaging on Tinder, and we were talking about like our favorite movies. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was very much into like Will Ferrell, and so we're shooting shit about Will Ferrell, and then he dead ass asked me, he's like, oh, what's your kink? And I was like, I'll tell you yours if you tell me mine first.
Weird place to go from Will Ferrell to you know, how do you like to fuck, but okay.
Right. But I was like, you know what, it's fine. And so in my head we're still joking, because it had been that, like, there wasn't a segue.
Banter, 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 question. So you're like, banter question.
Sure.
Yes. And so I was like, what's yours? And he goes, oh, I want you to shit on my chest. And I'm like, okay. Ha, 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 ha.
And then he just sent, like, 3 poop emojis and, like, the guy laying down.
Shit on my chest because I ain't too big.
And so then he's like, what's yours? And I'm like, I want you to nail me to the cross and crucify my pussy.
Love it. And I did not get a message back.
And he was like, okay, word.
Eye for an eye, you know.
Yeah. Something pound of flesh.
And vulva for a vulva.
Wait, vulva for a Volvo?
And so we had set a time and place, or a time and date, so we can go get coffee, because I was going to Tulsa that weekend. So we go, and we go get coffee, and this guy, he was really fucking fine. And I have a theory. I'm like, I know where my league's at, and this guy was above my league.
Sure.
A lot. And so I was like, okay, because at first I was like, oh, I'm being catfished. And wasn't a catfish, and I was like, okay, so this guy either has this very niche kink that I fit, or... he's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, yeah.
¿Por qué no las dos?
So we leave coffee, and he's like, oh, do you want to come back to my place? And I'm like, okay, cool. So
he did give you a coffee before he did explain his fetish. So, you know, I'm just saying.
He's trying to stimulate my bowels.
He's like, it's really hot when you do lunges.
And so we go back to his place, and we're, like, watching YouTube videos. I've had, like, a drink or two. And so we go to his bedroom, and I get, like, butt-ass naked. I'm laying in his bed, and he's like, oh, I have something for you. And I'm like, okay, cool.
So comes out with a funnel. You're like, excuse me.
Excuse me, ma'am.
If you'd be so kind.
Yeah.
Here, shit into this.
And so,
I have the Play-Doh factory attachment.
Do you like, I hope it's the Taco Bell one.
Do you like stars or spaghetti?
This is a refried bean kind of house.
Perfect. Oh,
and so I am still like, I'm in his bed, butt ass naked. He's like turned to his side in a dresser grabbing something.
A gun.
Always tell people where you're going to be at.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And so, and he turns back around, he whips it out, and it's an adult diaper.
Oh, okay.
And at this point, so I am a very timid 18-year-old. I don't know how to say no. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Try it out.
Yeah.
Wait, for you or for him?
For me.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he, like, baby powders me up, puts me in a diaper. Mm-hmm. I'm still butt-ass naked.
Sure.
At this point, I'm kind of scared.
I'm right with you on the journey.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And so then we're cuddling because he wanted to cuddle.
Sure.
And so, like, I'm a little spoon, and at this point, I just want him to fall asleep so I can leave. And he's, like, whispering in my ear. He's like, it's okay if you want to use it. It's fine. I don't mind cleaning it up. And I was like, I just can't right now. And so he finally passes out. I grab all of my stuff, my clothes. His dogs start barking.
Naturally.
At this point, it's like 2 a.m. So his dogs start barking. He starts waking up. And so I sprint to my car, butt-ass naked, and only a diaper.
Oh, good.
And, like, this is residential Tulsa. And so I'm, like, getting in my car. I throw my shirt on. And I'm, like, I need somewhere where I can, like, put on my clothes. Because I was driving home to my mom.
To the Walmart we go.
Basically, no. I went to Quick Trip. It's like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And so...
just walk in a diaper. I had a really bad night.
I've walked into a couple gas stations and said, I've had a really bad night.
And so I, like, have my pants. I, like, park on the side with the women's restroom and I sprint in. I sprint in and, like, get changed. And then that is the, like, most shameful drive home I've ever had to do. Because I didn't know what to do with the diaper, so it was just in my car.
He texts you, he's like, will I ever see you again? You're like, it depends.
Yeah. Left your message on your doorstep.
Yeah, so.
Actually, he'd probably enjoy that. Never mind.
God, fuck.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fine fetish. You just have to warn the person about the fetish and make them... sorry, Dallas. And make them... everyone has to be consenting.
Exactly.
Right. Don't like, surprise someone with it.
Yeah.
And if they respond to you telling them what your fetish is, and they say, I want you to nail me to the cross and crucify my pussy, that's probably
a joke.
No, that's
I think Alex and I were talking about this, how happy we are to have sarcastic lettering now, where you just randomly capitalize and uncapitalize.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that is the font. I didn't even realize that is the new sarcastic font.
I didn't realize either until Alex pointed it out to me, and then everything got so much more funny.
Yeah, no, that SpongeBob makes a lot more sense. Because
I always thought it was talking like this. But, yes, kind of. And, yeah.
Yeah. The sarcasm font is you know, the internet's gift to humanity.
Yeah,
or the English language, because we don't have one.
Yeah, no.
Wow, I was going to tell a very small story, and that just, I can't even follow it.
I'm so sorry.
That's another level of bad dates. Arguably worse than the first one. Less terrifying, but...
I would,
in a different way.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd easily go on the second one over the first one.
Yeah.
Just personally. Like you said, you can wait for someone to fall asleep and get the fuck out of there. If I'm in the middle of the woods with very limited cell reception and a madman...
Yes. I've never been on, like a scary date.
Yeah.
I've had some, like, really shitty hookups. Like,
yeah,
this one time, I'm not gonna get too graphic. This one time, I hooked up with these two guys, which was like, yeah, three-way, hot.
Except it wasn't.
except we both ended up servicing the one guy.
Oh, God.
Which is fine, I guess. Except if he wasn't,
a little selfish,
like, playing a game on his phone.
Really?
I'm just like,
so what game was
you not only have one person, you have two people sucking your dick and you can't even pay attention.
Oh, is he fucking playing Candy Crush?
Yeah. Or playing fucking Farmville or Candy Crush or something. On I was
Simpsons
just like
stepped out.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah. I'm gonna wash the cum out of my mouth and then I'm gonna go.
Oh, you wash it out? No.
In that situation.
I'm not even sure it even got that far.
Yeah,
honestly,
never
I was just
does.
Like, I'm gonna I'm just gonna.
No one's ever satisfied usually in those type of situations where everything's weird and just like
Put the phone down. It's like this little. It is the easiest thing to do, just to not be on your phone when you're getting sucked off.
You think so? You think you give the
courtesy?
Couldn't
be easier.
It couldn't be easier.
It legit cannot be easier.
Well, I don't even. What's
God,
even
imagine
the point?
I'm going out to like dinner or something. Fuck, he probably brings like a desktop.
On the McDonald's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, and then there's this one.
Well, let's get an appetizer while I get this all set up. By then, we'll probably be ready to order.
I talked to the table next to me. We're going to have like a micro LAN party.
Wow. Everyone's planned one.
Three wows. I think probably the worst, most awkward date I went on was because I don't drive. Because it's pedestrians just keep jumping out in front of my car. No, but I don't drive. And I went on this date with this kid. And we were both like 18, 19 or so. So I went on this date and he got off the bus and he's wearing leopard print fleece gloves, which is like not necessarily a bad thing by itself.
It's kind of cute if it's winter, cute. But I'm assuming it was like summer.
No, it was kind of autumn, you know, and we go to a diner, you know, and he said something funny and I laughed and I snorted and he counted how many times I snorted.
Yeesh.
And he's like, that's unacceptable.
Oh, what a cunt.
Yeesh. Yeah, and I'm just like, and then I said, I told him that I had been homeschooled. He's like, oh, I can see it. And I'm like, well, how do you mean? He's like, oh, you lack shame.
Like, you say that like it's a bad thing.
And I'm just
I was like, is that wrong, though?
This kid sounds like a real cunt.
Well, at least I'm not a fake ass. Okay. Bye. So, yeah, we're like, anyway, it's been fun. Put him on the bus. I was like, never again.
Yeet.
It was a school bus.
There it is.
No, but I was just like, wow, I've never been so directly insulted on a date before by someone who then was just like, let's go out again. Like, on what fucking planet?
So on Tinder, it was, you know, like a lot of the more attractive folks just won't have a bio or it'll just be like,
so
they're,
annoying.
It'll just be at Instagram and then we'll say,
I usually
like,
just
okay,
think that's
no,
a
stop.
Bot.
Stop whoring your Tinder for your social media likes. Anyway,
find us on So What'd You Learn on Tinder.
Yeah, apparently. No, but so I matched with somebody who's like, you know, kind of like a little up there above me, I would say, because I know my window too. And
leagues don't exist.
I know, but like just for the
but she didn't have a bio or anything, so I was like, fuck it. Sent my normal like bullshit pun first message. Turns out that we both live in Burien, right? So we're both like 3 miles away. I said Burien, Normandy Park, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh yeah, like you want to go out to dinner? Like let's do Elliott Bay. That place is great. It's one of my favorite places to eat. And she was like, oh, I've never been there. I've always wanted to go. And I was like, tomorrow at 4? Well, let's try these two places. And then she sent me
Canlis.
No, it was like after saying that. She's always wanted to go to Elliott Bay. She was like, let's go to Eden Hill or the Art of the Table. Looked at the menu, minimum dollars, $80 a plate.
No.
Fuck that.
She knows what she wants, though.
And I'm like,
I mean, yeah, you can't fault the game.
She just told me she wanted Elliott Bay.
And yeah, but she wants this first.
And well, both of those restaurants are more than 20 miles away from Burien.
Of course they are.
Yeah, and they're $80 a plate. So I was like, no.
That's,
fuck off.
That doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Either they just have like really bougie tastes, which I'm not into at all, or you know, you just gotta get a free meal every once in a while.
Have you tried the food court at IKEA?
Yeah.
Hey man, I haven't.
They have bomb ass food.
It's really good.
But honestly, the best dates that I've ever been on have been super simple. Like, hey, let's go walk around Green Lake.
It's the easiest thing to do. Is keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah,
and then you actually get to know someone instead of spending all your time worrying about like
how much
the food being good or how much is it going to cost or the logistics of the situation. No, easy peasy.
Yeah, it's like remember that reality show? What was it? Blind Date.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
It's like the dates they would send people on. I'm just like, that sounds fucking exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want something to be. Yeah.
You're going kayaking down the Andes.
So what's your favorite restaurant?
Sandy?
Capsizes.
Sandy? Is the date over?
How'd the date go? She's dead.
So, overall, pretty great.
Perfect.
Well, gotta go back up the mountain and start round 2.
Israel, is that you? Yeah, my cousin tried to get a Tinder date a couple years ago, and he's like, I don't know what to say to this girl. I don't know what to say. And of course, I'm just like, anything. Be like, he's like, I don't know. I don't really care that much. And I was like, wow, okay.
So do you care a lot if you're telling somebody else about it?
Yeah, yeah. We were at this bar, and he's like, okay, no, you say something. I don't know what to say.
Bad move number one.
Yeah. So I'm just like, all right, you have to be okay with what I say. And he's like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
You sure have excellent bone structure. I'm sure the rest of your skeleton is A++. She fucking responded.
With what, pray tell?
I don't know. I just handed him his phone back. He's like, God damn it. I'm like, hey, you know.
Started a conversation. All you have to do is be interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I was trying to go for weird, but I guess I landed on, like,
surreal.
Surreally charming? Yeah. I don't know.
That's usually where I end up falling in, because I always say weird shit, and sometimes people find it charming.
Yeah. I saw this
to that.
One people post. Are like, block anytime I say something.
Hey, instant block. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I saw this post on Reddit that was like, hey, do you like barbecue? And she's like, no, not really. He's like, damn it, you messed up my line. And she's like, oh, yes, I really do. He's like, oh my god, me too. We have so much in common.
So I was just standing there, barbecue sauce on my titties.
And I realized, I gotta get out of here.
Now my actual bio is, hi, my name's Dallas. I'm 25 and I never learned how to fucking read.
Classy.
Yeah. Trying to attract a particular crowd.
Fine generation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your half your age plus seven? You're 25. Six now?
I call it 26. Yeah, I don't fucking
close
know.
Enough.
So 20? Yeah.
Yeah.
13 plus 7, 20.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah.
That's mine.
Well, you can't take him out to the bar, but you know, you can fuck him.
Take him out to the Walmart Museum.
Ooh, even 26 like and 20 just is it a little sure too doesn't. Much. Yeah, that doesn't pan.
Yeah, what's mine? I'm 29, 30, yeah. 15, 21.
No. Oh, 20, yeah. No. It would be 21.
22. 21, 22.
Yeah, mine's 18. Now I'd rather fucking kill myself.
Well, you can buy him all the jewel pods he ever wanted.
Man, I want to even date the 18-year-old version of myself.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
Cool. I don't think I would date many of the younger versions of myself. They're kind of sweet, but they're also much... very stupid.
Yeah, my mine's a fucking idiot. She went to the woods. In Arkansas.
Yeah, I don't want to have to spend the whole date mansplaining to myself how shit works.
That's so interesting. And she's just fucking on, I don't know, Snapchat or wherever the kids are on. Oh, I'm old.
TikTok, get it right.
Oh, God.
God, TikTok.
I have one more.
One more. Dig it.
Okay, so...
better be good.
Oh, God. So, another Tinder story. It's the time I lost my virginity. I... was a freshman in high school or college.
You lost your virginity off of a Tinder date?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, I sure did.
No judgment.
Hey, okay. You can't judge because I lost my virginity through Craigslist.
All right. Nope. I'm not going to make a joke because I am a good friend.
You make a joke.
Make a joke.
It.
Do it.
Yeah, bet you won't.
Yeah.
Nope. And
did
so,
you? Sorry.
So I matched with this guy. I was 18. This was before the Crucify My Pussy guy. So.
Got it.
It was probably like a few months before that.
Wait, were you posing as 18? So you said you were a freshman in high school.
I meant college. Oh, okay. I was laughing.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So freshman in college, I think it was like January of 2016. And so I matched with this guy. Very sweet. He's like 2 years older than me. Completely normal conversation. And so he's like, hey, let's go get coffee sometime. And I'm like, perfect. So we go get coffee, go to this coffee house in Tulsa. And it's a normal date. Except for some reason, I thought it was a good idea to wear a trench coat.
Just because. You're like, fuck, I'm actually two small women sitting on each other's shoulders.
Yeah. I don't know why at the time I thought trench coats were really cool.
We all have that
Everybody,
phase.
Yeah, has that phase where we think trench coats are really cool.
And so we finished the date and he's like, oh, do you want to go back to my place? And I'm like, okay, that sounds great to me. because this is really like one of my first like adult dates.
Sure.
With the exception of the guy taking me to the Walmart Museum.
You yeah, know.
I just blacked that one out.
Sort of a kidnap date. But
yeah. So we go back to his place and we're like in his bed and we're like making out. And he's like, oh, do you want to do something like a little crazy tonight? And I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. What is it?
Let's yeah. order room service.
Oh, you shit on my chest.
God, I wish it was that. And so.
Oh, Lord.
And so he's like, hey, I know you're really into theater. And I'm like, yeah, I'm, of course, a very big theater kid. And he's like, well, do you want to role play? And I was like, okay. Yeah, okay, cool. And he's like, okay, can you do voices?
Oh no!
It's getting elaborate.
Yeah, and I was like,
you're asking a lot,
right?
You're like, I can do Droopy Dog
for a first date.
Yeah, you like that pussy?
Oh God, you waited this long to break it out, but I'm glad you did.
And I slipped it, pun intended, slipped it in.
Ooh, baby.
In a relevant conversation.
We're getting better at this.
Fuck.
And so I'm like, yeah, I can do some voices. Like,
do you want Hank Hill to sell you some sexual products and services? Well, that feels all right. I've watched so many episodes of The King of the Hill in the last 4 days that I can't even. Bull! Sorry about that. Do you have a towel?
Oh my God.
I'll be seeing you.
Now I must ask you firmly but politely to leave.
And so I'm like, okay, what do you have in mind? Like teacher, student, et cetera, et cetera. And he's like, no, I want to do Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
Ooh,
whoa.
What a freak.
Very specific request.
And I'm like, okay.
You're like, I don't know Bill Clinton. I can't do a Bill Clinton impression.
And I was like, okay, that's cool. And then he was like, I want you to be Bill.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And then right. He pulls
Who
out a
wants
strap
this
on.
Pussy?
Yeah. He pulls out a strap on. Mind you, I have never had like any
This is
sex
your first. Jesus. Talk about getting thrown into the deep end of sexual experiences.
I had never even sucked a dick before.
To be like, sir,
let
I'm looking more for like
one.
Little yeah. little league like skill level. This is varsity.
Yeah. Do you have a tee I could hit up?
And so, and I'm like, there's Rap Monica. And I fucked him in the ass.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I did.
That's not wow. how I saw that going at all. What a hell of a story.
And so even better yet, so then...
Did you get to wear a mask?
Like, God, a
like the plastic
I showed up.
Like at a Point Break.
Yeah. Look me in the face.
Did you also shove a cigar up his ass?
God,
too?
I should have.
Yeah, well,
done it and then smoke it.
Yeah, would have made the whole experience complete. I mean, come on.
Oh my God! And so we actually ended up dating for like 4 months.
He wore this really cute blue dress all the time.
Oh my God! And so, in the middle of us dating, like 2 months into it, I was at a stand-up comedy show at the University of Oklahoma. Do you guys know who Jamie Lee is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, she does like Girl Code mm-hmm. and that sort of stuff. So the auditorium's packed because it was like a free show.
Yeah.
So there's about 3,000 people in there. And she's like, hey guys, at the end of every show, I like to do something we do for Girl Code where we bring up 5 people. You tell a very embarrassing story and we all vote on who wins.
Oh.
Girl Code is a great show. Used to be on MTV too.
Yes. And so I'm already pretty fucking slammed. And my friend's like, hey, go tell the Bill story. Go tell the Bill
fuck yeah.
story.
And you're dating this
Is he
man.
There with you?
So no, it was my friend Rodney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My best friend who knew about it.
Okay.
Kurt was not there.
Got it.
Yeah.
Burl.
Burl.
Burl was not there.
Burl.
Yeah, he's far away. There's lots of Kurts in between here and there.
Good point.
And so I'm fucking plastered, and I'm like, yeah, like, pick me.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so they do, and so I'm on stage, and we're all singing, like, we're all going off our stories. I'm
and
the
you're
very
swaying
last
back
person.
And forth.
Yeah. So we're all doing our stories. I'm the very last person. I tell my story about basically what I just told you guys. Mm-hmm. The fucking stadium loses it.
Of course.
Or not the stadium, the like...
auditorium.
Audience.
Yes, yeah. Loses it. Except then for the next fucking year, people would recognize me on campus. And be like, yo, is that Bill Clinton? And I'm just like, I just got to get to class, y'all.
You're goddamn right it is. And then you pull out a mask out of your back.
And at one point, I was working in 2 hours away in a Yankee Candle and someone recognized me. They're like, wait, is that Bill? And I was like, fuck.
God damn it.
Wow, you really paid for that night of laughter, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, man. Did you get a prize or something? Or?
She like basically gave me like a high five.
You have the best story. Here you go.
Yeah. And like I have like a photo of me. Like there's a few photos of me telling it. And my face, you can just tell I'm fucking dead inside. And she's like losing it. It was that one. I was like, I learned a lot from that.
Yeah.
So basically no. Like shoot your shot, man.
Seriously. You never know until you ask
exactly.
What you're going to get.
Now, was this person always just specifically into the Bill and Monica role play?
It was mostly like he just wanted me to fuck his ass.
But
and
he didn't know how to ask out. Yeah,
like, instead of being like, I like this.
Yes.
It's like, I'm going to be the sexy nurse and you're going to be the sexist doctor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
God, yikes.
I don't know. I'm very open with fetishes and people's sexual desires, so
it
takes a lot to phase me.
Right. Tip, like, now I'm the same way. But man, when I was 18 and
that's a whole different story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, great stories. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah. That was
one of the more fun episodes we've had in a while.
Call
horn.
Me back in like 2 months and you'll probably hear more.
We'll keep you on speed dial. Yeah.
You know us, we always encourage our guests to go out there and fuck their lives up so they can come back and give us more content for the podcast.
And what's that email, Dallas?
And if you want to send us your fucked up experiences to our podcast, you can email us at sowdylearn@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at So Would You Learn Pod,
and our Facebook page,
and we also have our Facebook page at the same, basically the same thing. You'll
so
find
would you
it.
Learn podcast.
Yep. Yeah. And please send us your stories if you have them, even short embarrassing ones like that one time you had to fuck a dude in the ass
while being Bill Clinton.
Read me to Phil.
Yeah.
And rate and review us on iTunes or the podcasting platform of your choice.
Yep, it really helps us out.
Yeah. Put us in a playlist. Listen to us with your other podcasts.
Yeah, get us on that algorithm.
Yeah, do it.
Get it.
Yeah.
Fake out the computers. Do it.
Yeah, rates and reviews are great. iTunes.
Abigail, do you have anything you want to plug for your shit and stuff?
So do you ever find yourself wanting to buy makeup?
I don't personally, but I know several people who do.
So you can find my Etsy shop.
Ooh.
Etsy.com/shop/CirqueCadiaCosmetics. CirqueCadia Cosmetics.
Cool. And we'll put a link to that in the show notes for you.
Dope.
Yeah.
Hell
and
yeah.
I have to say that her color palette for what she makes is really fun.
Thank you.
And lovely. It's like kind of a lot of non-standard things. They're just like, here's your red. Here's your pink. So like, here's like a purple shimmery thing. Here's a vomit green.
Yeah.
Here's like an orange that's like super bright red orange. It's really nice.
It's all circus themed.
And hey guys, Valentine's Day is coming up. Would make a great
gift. Exactly.
Ooh.
Get that Bill Clinton on.
Yeah.
Also, it's all handmade. So, yeah.
So do you sell Bill Clinton masks too? Or?
I should. God, now just I have a business idea.
Under miscellaneous items.
Well, you just name a color and call it Bill Clinton. And
can
make
it be like mask for mask?
Oh no, you make one of those face masks.
You can sell a Bill Clinton face mask kit where like all of the instructions and colors needed to become Bill Clinton are in the box. I don't know.
Honestly, mask for mask would be a great like gay mask. Niche skincare product line.
Yeah.
That's actually
something to think about.
Yeah.
Branch out a little.
No, you could have an entire like fetish or sexuality themed color palette.
Ooh,
that would be everything.
Fun.
cream pie. It's a shimmery white.
This one came out a little globby. And on that note, I think we're going to end it here.
Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. We love
you. Cue the guitars.
The So What Did You Learn podcast is brought to you by the So What Did You Learn Network. Theme written and recorded by Jacob Rose. Our logo was designed by Stevie Van Bronckhorst. Further work of hers can be found at stevievanb.com.